This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Carmine speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tara. Giving a call from XPO. I have an FMS number I need assistance with. But before I do, oh, here we go. That's correct. All right, I'm ready. It's 777-065-06.
Okay, I'm getting that pulled up for you.
No problem. And this was just a couple questions on this order. That's all.
Oh, sure. Okay, can you confirm for me the customer's name and address on that order?
All right, this is for Deanna Sadler. Their address shows 12228 South Peron. I'm gonna just spell it. It's P-E-O-R-I-A.
Okay, no worries. All right, and what's your question on this one? How can I assist you?
All right, so basically, she's scheduled for tomorrow. IC is just have her down for a single built-in electric oven. I don't see anything in product details. Is we down for the installation, or we're bringing the item as well? Because she asked the question, was like, oh, y'all finally have a unit for me? And I was like, did you order like a special one? And I was advising her I didn't have access to see any of that additional information from my end. So I was just trying to see, is it like a different delivery, or are we down just for the...
Let me see, because I'm seeing that it's a redo,
but
it was originally an exchange. So let me take a look through all of these and see basically why we had to do a redo. Yeah, I just see that. Well, actually, yeah, redo. Let me see if there's any case notes, because there's nothing really in the order itself. Receive damage range. Okay. And when you called there, did you specify that it was for installation of a wall oven?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Because I see that they called in about an exchange for a range. So maybe they were thinking that maybe you were calling them about the range itself. But let me see. I can go ahead and call the customer for you as well, just to clarify.
I have her on the line if you would like me to add her.
Sure. I mean, I would just see if,
or
if you know,
can just tell
if
me.
She has it. Yeah. Yeah, because, let me see.
Okay, let me add her, because I want to have a way for me to, like, switch back and forth, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, are you still here with me, Miss Adler?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. So I was just trying to verify, did you already have the item, or you didn't have the item?
Say that again.
I have a Best Buy on the line. I was calling to verify you didn't have the item with you, correct?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, what are you confirming?
I have the Best Buy rep on the line. She just had me to add you on the line because we was confirming that you didn't have the item. Because we see how the ticket was made, because they have this ticket is down. It's just the install. So what she's doing now, she's going in to make sure to see if they have a different delivery team. Because sometimes what they'll do is they'll get the item delivered either the same day or before the installation. And we're just making sure we didn't have to reschedule the installation. She's still on the line and she's still going through it right now. But I just added you.
So they have an oven? Oh, okay. So they have an oven ready to be delivered tomorrow. That's what you're confirming with me?
Yes, ma'am. I was just confirming you didn't have it. So what she's doing now is going through and see if they have it for a different team, because I didn't see that in my system for, like, them picking up and delivering and installing it. It just shows they're installing. So that's what we just calling to verify. So she's on the line, so just give her one moment.
Okay, no problem. No, they haven't delivered a stove, and it's just sitting there, no.
Okay.
Hi, Deanna?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. My name is Carmine with the Best Buy Client Care. So I just, like he was saying, I just wanted to confirm, because he called in to confirm what the order was for tomorrow. On our end, it's showing that it's for the installation. So the wall oven never got delivered to you, or was it?
Yes.
Do you have it just in your, like, garage or somewhere?
This has been a big hell for me, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why.
Sure.
I had a stove delivered on the 18th of April, right?
Mm-hmm.
The technician from XPO, they broke the door. So Best Buy said, okay, we'll just deliver you, send you another stove. They sent me another stove on the 22nd of April. So they basically took the one that was broken and delivered me a new one on the 22nd. You following me?
Yes. So
okay.
I have a question, because you're saying a stove. The order right here
is a wall oven.
Is it wall oven?
A wall oven, yes.
I say
stove, and I mean wall oven. I'm sorry.
Okay, got
so
it. No worries.
When they delivered the second one, which was on the 22nd, they took the broken one away. So when they hooked everything up, the technician told me to let the oven heat up for about 30 minutes to get that oil smell out. So when they left, they didn't do it while they was there. They were, I guess, was in a rush or whatever. But I did it after they left. And when I tell you my whole house smelled like gas, it smelled like gas. And I had to open up all my windows. I had to have the gas people come out and cut the gas off because it was a gas leak. Okay. Now they put a new hose onto the oven because I paid for it. So we was thinking, okay, maybe it's the hose. So the technician was supposed to come out Saturday. Well, they supposed to came out that Friday, but they was coming out Saturday. So I had the gas people come back out to cut the gas on. No one showed. No one called. I was calling. And then I so happened to have the technician's phone number, and I called him. He said he'll be out Sunday. He'll come out Sunday to check to see what the issue was. So I had to call the gas people back out to come cut it off, and then I called them back on Monday. I called them back on Sunday to cut it back on. He never showed up. So I had to call back again, had him cut it off, because, you know, it's seeping gas.
Right.
So they came out Monday. A technician finally came out Monday. I had the gas people come cut it back on. He exchanged the hose. He put a new one in there because they was thinking, okay, it was the hose. And when he hooked it up, the gas was back on. It was when you cut the oven on, you can hear the hissing coming out of the stove. So it was actual stove where the gas was leaking at. So he was able to turn the valve off. And, of course, I had to call them back out there to cut it off. And he said, we're going to put in a ticket that it's a leak coming from the stove, not the hose. So he was saying the oven. He said, so the oven is faulty. So I've been on the phone with Best Buy calling, trying to see and rectify the situation. I done spoke to I don't know how many people. And everybody was telling me they putting in a ticket, they escalating, they doing this to give me another oven. Mm-hmm. Here it is, May, 9th, and I still don't have an oven. I have the oven in my house, but it's not hooked
up.
I
have a new oven, period.
So okay. I need a new one. And
right,
when I got the phone call today, when they said a technician was coming out for an installation, that's why I'm calling, because I'm like, installation of what? Are they bringing me a new stove? Because I didn't get a call saying I was going to get a new stove. So that's why I'm confused and want to just see what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. I completely understand now. So it looks like you do have one in your home, but that one was already deemed as defective by the installation team because they're saying that there's a gas leak in the actual unit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds like we need to create an exchange for that one.
Right.
And I'm looking through the cases right here, seeing if anybody has created an exchange for you, because I don't see another order for an exchange on this one. It looks like what they had scheduled for tomorrow was just a redo of the installation. But that's not what you need. You need an exchange.
Mm-hmm. So, no. I mean, they swapping hoses out, it's still going to leak from the oven.
Right. Okay. I completely understand. And I can get that exchange started for you here and get you... Yeah, because I'm kind of skimming through all these calls, these cases here, just to see if anybody, because nobody's confirmed a date for you, correct?
No one has done anything. I was tired. I called my last time speaking to someone was Friday, and he told me he was gonna put in a ticket too, just like all the other agents. And he said just give it to next week. Sometimes I want to be reaching out. So when I got this call from you all, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking they're going to bring me another stove. So I'm just I was calling to confirm and make sure that's what it was.
Right.
But it's not.
No, yeah. Look, I don't know when that appointment got scheduled for you. But, yeah, it looks like I can definitely – I don't know what's going on with all the other people that helped you, and I do apologize that
you see it, don't you? Don't you see all of those notes?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
A gas leak. Let me see. The most recent one. Product is not in stock. Okay. So it said, I believe maybe the reason why was because the product wasn't in stock. So it must have been sold out or back ordered. So that's why the last person you spoke to couldn't do it. But it said they escalated the cause to this department to have somebody contact you. So I see. So probably all the times that you've tried calling, they weren't able to order it, and that's what the issue is. Right now, if I create an order for you, it shows that I can get it to you on June 6th. So that's 4 weeks from now.
That's fine. As long as you're able to give me an oven, I'm fine. I don't care how long I got to wait. I do care, but, you know.
But as long as you get one.
Right, because I just want this issue over and done with.
Yeah. Okay, and do you prefer a 7 to 1 time frame or a 12 to 8?
7 to 1.
7 to 1, okay. I'm going to get this started for you, and then you should actually receive an email right away once I total this out for the exchange.
Okay, perfect. That's all I wanted. That's all I kept telling them, just...
Yeah.
Give me a stove. I mean, an oven. I don't want the money back. I mean, I just want the oven. I want to cook. I want to have hot water. And I spoke to an agent, and she told me, what was her name? I got it written down at home. But she was telling me that they were going to send me a reimbursement for this headache that I had to endure with you all.
Sure. Look through those as well. Let me just really quickly get this one taken care of. And I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Are you still on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry you had to hear my story.
No, you're fine, because this was a new created ticket, so I didn't see all of the additional notes and stuff, and I'm glad you advised me. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Let me give you your case number. That way you can disconnect if you'd like XBO, and then I can continue working with the client.
Okay, no problem.
Let me know if you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, it is 287-021-114.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for assisting me here at XBO. Y'all have a wonderful day, okay? Would you like the customer numbers?
Yes,
that way you won't get disconnected.
I have, if you can just confirm for me, 773-503-5931 in case we get disconnected.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. All right. I'll go ahead and stay on the line here and continue working with you, okay?
All right. No problem.
Okay,
y'all both have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for calling XVO. Y'all be safe, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling into Geek Squad Client Care.